Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called Happy Right Now. The story was written by Julie Berry. It's illustrated by Holly Hatam, and it is read today by... My name is Mommy, and your name is... What's your name? Soup. A hot bowl of ramen. Is that what you are? No? Okay, let's try again. Mommy and... Oh, you are a big, round watermelon. No, oh, nope! You're a coconut. An angry Oh! You're a Kakamora from Moana. Wow, it took me a minute to get there. Yes, my friends. Mommy and a Kakamora. Hopefully he will not be crazy and wild and try to chase us. You guys ready? Here we go.
I'll be happy when I get a puppy, a unicorn, an ice cream sundae, and a castle with a friendly dragon.
Wow. There's a lot of things to have before you can be happy. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Or I can be happy right now.
Which do you think would be the better choice? To be happy right now? The Kakamora disagrees.
I'll be happy when the clock ticks to the last second of the school day on the Friday before vacation. Or I can be happy right now.
I would be happy on the last Friday before vacation too, but...
I'll be happy when everyone adores me for being brilliant and brave and beautiful and popular and amazing, says the little girl.
And she's had some pretty good things that she's thought of so far. And in this picture, we can see all of her friends are around her and they say,
you're brilliant, you're amazing, you're so brave.
And it does look like these would be good friends to say nice things about you. But she goes on and she says,
or I can like me right now and be happy just as I am.
Do you know that you don't need to have everybody like you in order to be you? Do you know that not everyone is going to like you? But that's okay. It's all right.
I'll be happy when the worry monkey gets off my back and my chores are done and nobody's grumpy.
And in the picture we can see she is imagining the worry monkey. And she's got her chores. She's got her make the bed and brush the teeth and clean room. There's a lot to be done here.
What the worry
monkey? Or I can feed the worry monkey a banana and party with him on the jungle gym. We'll both be happy right now. Why not?
That's a really good question. Why not take those worries and find something else to do with them besides let them pester you?
I'll be happy when this rainstorm slows and the icicles melt and the clouds leave town and the sun says,
come play. Outside in the sunshine? Yes, please.
Or I can be happy any day in mittens, in boots, or in soaking wet puddles. Wetter is better anyway.
She's almost a mermaid sitting in the water, isn't she? Mm-hmm. And the kids are playing with the ice. They've got sledding or they've got skiing, I guess, or... What do you suppose this is? What are they doing here? Making a snowman? Yeah.
I'll be happy when this sneezing stops. No more sniffles and drips or coughs. No ick. And I feel better.
Oh, she's got a cold. She's sick. Oh, girl. I think we all know how that feels.
can be cozy right now and snuggle down for a sleepy snooze. And if it's up to me to choose, why lose time being gray and being blue? All I need to do is to be happy right now, whatever the day, whatever the weather.
Did you know that happiness is a choice? And you can choose to be happy? Did you know that?
But what about when happy right now is a no can do? When the troubles and the sadness are too much and feeling my feelings is all I can do, like a long goodbye or a puffy-eyed cry or slow sorrows with no good answer to why?
Oh, really good question. There are definitely times when the only thing you can do is have a good cry. And there are definitely times when you want to know why something horrible happened. And there isn't a really good answer for it.
Well, that's okay, too.
And it's true. That is okay.
I can breathe right now. In is one. Out is two. Breathe again. Fill my belly. Let it out slowly. Feel my body relax. Let my bones turn to jelly. Remember a now that was happy and breathe. Borrow an old smile from a brighter day and breathe. Know that happy will find me once again soon and give a hug and get one. And help somebody and learn something new and draw a picture or bake a cake and talk it out and let it go and take a nap or take two. I'll be happy when I'm hopeful and cheerful and helpful and thankful, reaching for happy until I grab it. No dragons required. But I would like a rabbit. Wow. Oh, no, she likes rabbits. They are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. She has a cat.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Maybe she doesn't have two because maybe the cat
could. Oh, boy. Yeah. You know, what's important is that you choose to be happy. You need to learn to be content in all situations. And that, my friends, is
the end.